Hello everyone, welcome to HRLO call, a monthly call for November. Gisela, if we can start the call with the roll call, please.
Absolutely, Gisela here. Thank you, Sirenush. Welcome to the HRLO call on Thursday, the 19th of November at 0600 UTC. On today's call, we have Sirenush Vardanyan, Yasuichi Kitamura, Toshio Tachibana, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Glenn McKnight, Maureen Hilliard, Pavan Budrani, Fouad Bourgeois, Satish Babu, apologies noted from Nadira Alaraj, and Dr. Sahidis Hassan, and Amal Ramsey, as well as Holly Raich. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Kelvin Wong, Aria Liang, and myself, Gisela Gruber. We also have Ali Al-Michel, who has just joined the call, as well as Winthrop Yu and Yi Win Choi, as well as Ganella Aspring. Sorry, four people as we finish the roll call. And just to remind you that our Chinese interpreters today are Jesse and Yi Yi. Please do remember to state your names when speaking, not only for transcript purposes, but to allow our interpreters to identify you on the other channel. And if you have, might have round noise from Ali. I'm just going to mute his line. Please do remember, sorry, I have very bad feedback on the line, and this will no doubt hinder our Chinese interpreters. Could I please remind you to please mute your microphones if you're not speaking to avoid any disturbance on the call. Thank you, and over to you, Sirenush.
Thank you very much, Gisela, and I also see Hong is online. She actually is boarding in 25 minutes, so thanks, Hong, for joining us during your boarding time. Thanks again, everyone, and welcome. And before starting the HRLO staff, I would like to give the floor to Glenn McKnight, who is the chair of HRLO and joined us to talk about passport. So, Glenn, the floor is yours. As this is 1 a.m. for Glenn, I would like to give the floor to him and then to continue with our staff. Glenn, the floor is yours.
Great. Thank you, Glenn, for the transcript record. Thank you so much, Sirenush. I was elected as the person to join this call today because Judith is en route to Israel, and Dev has an early morning meeting, so I guess I was the forced volunteer. Our technology task force calls, based on our time zone currently, is at 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, which is extremely bad for participation for HRLO. And we're looking at seeing how we can work with HRLO with its membership. We know that there's lots of great people that have a technology interest within the HRLO, and we'd like to see how we can find someone within the community that could be one of our co-chairs, and we can work with you to, say, set up a time that could duplicate the TTF calls that are more suitable to your time zone. So my appeal to the group today is, if anyone's interested in participating, I think Ganella is quite interested, but I'd like to have a wider appeal. I'm more than happy to join the calls, and we can rotate with Dev and Judith to suitable to your time zone. So this week we had a great call with one of the lead programmers of Tor. That was a very successful call today. We appealed to NCUC and the ISOC delegates around the world to actually join in our call. So we're doing a wider catchment, and we're going to be doing a number of additional calls on technology. So my call to the committee, if anyone's interested in working with us, we'd be happy to see how we can establish an alternate local time so our committee can actually be more productive. So if there's any questions, feel free.
Glenn, thank you very much, and I guess we have already volunteered from HRLO, Ganella Aspring, put her name that she's interested to be a part of this task force. Do you need only one representative from AP Rollo?
Glenn, again, for the record. No, we'd be happy to have as many as possible. I guess we're trying to do is a small cell, and I see that Satish is on, and I've worked closely with Satish on different things with IEEE and open source, and this would be great to have a SIG, an area that's really something that's strong in your area. You have strong, very, very strong representatives on accessibility issues and accessibility technologies and open source technologies. So I guess what we're saying is how can we work and together as a team? And again, it's very, very difficult for your team members to join our calls. How can we work together to create a cell that's productive?
Okay, thank you. And I saw some message posted by Satish that actually the last call time was fine, and it sounds to me that Satish is already a member of this task force. Am I right, Satish?
Yes.
So we have already Satish in that group and who participated in the call, Glenn. And Cheryl, I saw your hand raised. Do you want to say something on this topic?
Well, two things. First of all, we do have other people who are more passive, like myself. If there's some reason for my involvement, then I would join the call. But under normal circumstances, I don't really think I need to be joining calls unless the topic is one that is particularly germane to something I need to be doing. I understand the desirability of having a more regionally balanced set of people on it, and I'm pleased to see that Janella is going to join Satish. But I do have to kind of ask, you know, what for from time to time. I mean, if we're looking at particular technologies, if we're reviewing particular technologies, if there is something that's out on beta that needs to be tested, then, you know, you can get people engaged from our region without the time being a difficulty. So I'm suggesting you also need to do some sort of fit-for-purpose type stuff. So if you want some beta testing done, then I'm sure there's a lot of people in our region that would be pleased to do it. But if it's just to hang around for an occasional talk fest, you know, less of us may be motivated.
Thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. Glenn, do you want to say something on this?
I'll take it back to Dev and our committee, and we'll go from there.
Thank you. So for now, there are three people already express their willingness. So Satish is already there, and Vanilla and Cheryl. And Cheryl, I guess, also is a member of it, so Vanilla will be also joining. Any other members from Aetorallo who would like to be a part of this with clear directions from Glenn and from the team coming later? If no, then Glenn, you have already three names in the team, so keep your communication and include those names in the working group.
Okay, great, thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Glenn, for joining Aetorallo call, and our best to the Aetorallo people. Thank you.
Bye.
Yes, right. So let's move forward to our next agenda item, which is ALAS policy development update. I think we have Holly as an apology and Alan as an apology, but we have Ariel who would like to give an update on this topic. So Ariel, the floor is yours.
Thank you very much, Saranush. This is Sarah Leon for the report. I'm just going to paste the link to the agenda in the chat that lists all of the public comments that are in progress in terms of ALAC drafting statements, etc. So we'll walk you through this list. On the top is the statements recently approved by the ALAC. There are three, and you can click on each of the title, and then they will direct you to their respective wiki page that posted the final adopted statement. And then we have two statements are in progress. The first one is planned implementation of the new registration data access protocol, RDAP, and that's a statement drafted by Holly Raich and Carlton Samuels, and if the ALAC decide to ratify that statement, it will be submitted to the ICANN CEO and board chairman, and it's a more like an independent kind of ALAC advice, not responding to a public comment proceeding. And currently, the ALAC is soliciting input within the community, and the comment period will close tomorrow, or today, November the 20th. So if you're interested in reading this statement and provide your input, please go to their wiki page. And the second one in progress is a statement on the removal of searchable Whois service form dot meet a registry agreement. And Harold Arcos is a new ALAC member from La Corralos. He is taking the lead, drafting a statement in consultation with Holly Raich. So that's the second one. And then we have a third statement, seems to be thought, but in fact we already have a first draft published on the wiki. That is the one on IAG initial report and proposed revisions to the ICANN procedure for Whois conflicts with privacy laws. And that's also a statement drafted by Holly Raich and Carlton Samuels, and we're just waiting for the ALAC chair, Alan Greenberg's direction in terms of the ALAC schedule for ratifying that statement and submitting public comment. And besides all these, we have several other public comment that is open, and the ALAC hasn't decided to whether submit a statement or not, and we're consulting various in consultation with various ALAC members and members from the wider community in terms of deciding whether a statement is necessary. And these are the five public comments that are listed under new public comment request requiring decision. So that's a quick overview of these public comments, and I think I'll turn the floor to Saranoush and the rest of the participants, and if anyone is interested in discussing any of the public comments, please feel free. Thank you.
Thank you, Ariel, and thank you for the update. And I saw Satish also posted that as of this morning, Edmund is working on the statement on LGR guidelines. So this is another update to the one you have mentioned. Any questions to Ariel, and any questions on the public comments currently on the table? No, if no, then we'll move to the agenda item 3, which is at large beta website. For those who have been in Dublin already know that the new beta website of at large has been showed there and launched in Dublin. And I also asked Ariel and Laura, I'm not sure if she joined the call, but I asked Laura to provide the update for APRALO members to know what is there and how we can find the information, and also some updates from us and additions from APRALO members had been sent to Ariel, which were incorporated already. So, Ariel, the floor is yours to provide space for our community.
Thank you very much, Saranoush. This is Ariel Leon for the record. I just pasted the URL of the data site in the chat. It's newatlarge.icann.org. So you can also check out the data site on your own while I'm doing this quick overview. And unfortunately, Laura couldn't join us today, so I will walk through this data site for all of you. So just to give a quick understanding of the background, we started the project since last year, September, so it's a little bit over a year ago, and this website is completely community driven, so we have solicited input and insights from the members from at large community, including a lot of leaders and members in the AP Railo community to build this site. So again, I want to take this opportunity to thank everybody who contributed to the development of this site, and that we really appreciate all your work and contributions to this. First, I will give you an overview of the homepage. So this site is catering to both beginners and experienced members, and with that consideration in mind, we structure the site in this manner so that you can see the first band is the picture of the at-large community, and then we have a box on the right, it's a get started, and then we try to list the useful, helpful information for beginners to understand what at-large is about. And just to give you a quick kind of a preview, we're building a page called Get Involved that will list various beginner-friendly information, and that will be ready when the official site is going to be launched early January next year. And also we have another button called Find an Event in the purple box that I will click on that, and then that will take you to the Google Calendar for the at-large community that lists all of the meetings and events. And what's really good about this one is that you can search about events that you want to look for. So, for example, if I put AP Railo monthly, and then it will show the AP Railo calls, and then you can narrow your search based on the dates you're looking for. So this is a much better functionality compared to the regular Google Calendar we had in the past. So that's the first part of the band. And the second one is about, it's more featuring the policy work that the ALAC and the wider at-large community does. And as you can see on the left, we have this pie chart which showcases all the policy topics that the ALAC has issued statements on. And if you hover over the slides, that will show you the number of statements each topics that the ALAC has drafted on. And then there's also another toggle called working groups. So if you click on that, that shows the at-large working groups that are specifically on policy-related topics. So just provide a very quick gateway to those relevant information. And if I click on one slice of the pie chart, that directs you to a dedicated page just for that particular topic. And as you can see, this gathers all of the ALAC advice on this topic underneath. So on the left, as you can see, the list is all the topics, the statements. And on the right, we also put various resources for beginner to understand this topic better. So if we have a YouTube video on that, we will post it here. And there's also a section for latest news and media about that particular topic, and they're aggregated over to the site in an automatic manner. And then also there's a resource box that we try to gather some beginner's guide or online learn course or relevant web pages on this particular topic. So that provides newcomers an opportunity to learn more. So that's about the topic detail page. And then in this sense, on the right, you can see these are the public comment that the ALAC decides to submit a statement on, and then they're fully integrated with the ICANN public comment site. So as the admin person, they can easily go to the at-large site and can put in the ALAC schedule in terms of the statement drafting process and then uploading the final statement based on the public comment topics. And then if I just click on one of the example, I will show you a particular page. That's an ALAC statement on the use of country and territory names as top-level domains. And in fact, Maureen Hilliard and Cheryl Endenord, they collaborated on a statement on this. And And as you can see on this page, we have listed the whole process, how the statement is developed. And this is status bar shows the process. And then the final statement is uploaded. And now if you click on this PDF preview image, you can download this statement itself. And then also we have documented the activities related to the development of the statement, and that link out to the Wiki workspace, which is the collaborative space for the community to draft the statement. So this is a page for ALAC statement public comment or other non-solicited topics such as this one. So this is about the policy-related part of this website, and we also have this section focus on the regional activities. And as you can see here, we have the map that showcases the presence of ALSs around the world. And we also use the five shades of purple color to indicate the extent of ALS presence in different countries. And so, for example, if I click on China, you can see there are two ALSs, and you can see the number of ALSs in each country. And we also understand this map is a little bit small, so you probably can't see every single country in the world, but the purpose is to pique the visitor's interest to explore more. And then when they click on this pop window, we'll take them to an ALS page to look at the details. And then there's also a toggle. It's a RALO. If you click on that button, the map will show this RALO view, and each of the region is colored in their respective RALO color. And if you click on the region, that will take you to the RALO page that I will show you very shortly after. And then on the right, we also gathered all the news articles related to the regions, and just to let you know where the content come from. So from a large staff site, we're a policy staff, we produce this monthly policy update, and one of the articles is about RALO activities. So some of those articles, they can be repurposed here, and now we can tag them based on their RALO origin, so that then once they're tagged with the RALO tag, they will appear on the homepage, and then you can click on these headlines to read more. So that's this particular band. And then before I show you the RALO page and ALS page, I'm just going to finish up the homepage about the third band. It's the organizational building that lists the rest of the at-large working groups that are focused on various aspects of organizational building, such as accessibility, inclusion, outreach and engagement, and capacity building. And in fact, these hyperlinked titles will direct visitors to the Wiki workspace of all these at-large working groups. And we want to make sure that it's kind of a one-stop shop to find all this information from the site, and make it very easy for visitors to locate information. And then the last part of this homepage is featured events. So admin can easily change the featured photo, the link, the title about upcoming events. So for example, for the future ICANN meeting, there will be a RALO showcase, like AP RALO showcase. We can definitely feature that here. And then we can link out to a page, most likely going to be a subpage in this site to promote the AP RALO showcase. So that's the homepage. And before I show you the RALO page and ALS page, is there any comments or questions about the site so far? And I see Ganala raised her hand. And Ganala, please.
Thanks very much, Ariel, and congratulations to everyone involved in creating this this new beta website. I think that from the point of usability, it looks good. I haven't been to too many parts yet, but what you've shown me and a little bit of looking around, It seems good to navigate. It's a clear headings, so it's got a lot going for it. I wanted to just mention from the accessibility point of view that there are a few things that just need to be fixed, and I'm sure that Laura, working with the web development team, would have that in hand. But I just wanted to mention I've done a very quick web check with a piece of software, and there are a few lines of code when it comes to a few bits and pieces. So I won't go into details, but they can be easily fixed. And just one thing that is commonly used but can be a real bugbear for people using screen reading software is when it says read more, because the screen reading program goes through all the different links on a page, and when it says read more, there's no context. So it's a matter then of putting the link on the heading rather than at the end of a phrase or paragraph. So that's just a little thing to fix. But I just want to say congratulations. It's clear. The colours look good. And I can just imagine the huge amount of work behind it. So thank you very much to everyone involved.
Thank you very much, Daniela. This is Ariel speaking, and I really appreciate your insights and your suggestions. And in fact, right now we launched the beta site in Dublin, and this is the testing period for the beta site, and accessibility is a key area we're testing and finalizing and working on. So I will make sure that convey your information and the information you pointed out to Laura, and also we invite you to join the task force when we are we'll have a focused call just about accessibility later on. So we'll invite you to do that, and anybody interested in accessibility issues to join that and keep testing the site. And also at the end of this presentation, I will show you the wiki page that we set up for gathering feedback. So I will do that later after finish. And due to the interest of time, I will show you the Railo related pages, and I will just go straight to the AP Railo page. And then the way I get there is to click on the Railo map, if you remember, in the homepage. And on the red part, that's the AP Railo region. So as you can see now, this is the Railo page, and then we designed it in the way that we have these five tabs that represent each Railo. So as a visitor, you can easily see what other Railos have been doing. And then for the AP Railo page, we have divided the page into two parts. On the left is the column that lists the AP Railo leaders, their profiles, their contact information, as well as some key resources. And for example, the meeting and events, and they're mostly the pages about the showcase, and also the central page on the wiki that lists all the monthly teleconferences and face-to-face meetings. And then also some other key resources like the organizing documents, the strategy and reports, and also the capacity building webinars such as the APA or APAC Hub webinar. We want to make sure that this page also serves as a gateway to information, and a lot of those information currently resides on the wiki, so we want to make it very easy for visitors to find them through this website. And then on the right, we have the description of the AP Railo, their slogan, so we have a blurb at the front for a visitor to learn what AP Railo is about and what it does. And then also in the middle of this section, we have a part for features and news or events about AP Railo. And here admin can work with the community to put text or photos or links that really highlight something AP Railo wants to. So now we just have an example here to highlight the past AP Velo monthly meeting, the face-to-face meeting in Dublin. And then under that is the what's new section that have several types of information. First, it's incorporate, it actually integrates with the Google Calendar and pulls the AP Velo monthly calls over here. So as you can see now, we have the latest one, which is the one we have now here automatically pulled from Google Calendar. So if you click on that, it will take you to the Google Calendar page to save it to your own calendar. And then we also have several entries that's AP Velo related news. So once they are tagged as AP Velo, they will appear in this section as well. And then one last thing is the one you see here with this photo of a calendar. That's a customizable entry that an admin can put some text or link or image to feature another newsworthy item about AP Velo activities. So this is the AP Velo or Velo page in general. And then from this page, you can also go to the ALS page the page for AP Velo members, and that includes future individual members as well. So the way I get there is, I will show you again, is there's a link called AP Velo members on the left column, and then that will take you directly to that page. And here, as you can see, is we have listed all of the AP Velo ALSs, their logo, their name, their country, their city, and then each of the ALS has their wiki page, and then if they have a website, we will also promote them here. And the good thing about this is this page is that you can also do search. So if I want to search an ALS in Fiji, and I just put Fiji here, and then this will pop here. So it's very easy to use. And in fact, I just had a conversation with Pavan about the potential improvement for this page, and possibly we can incorporate some slogans from ALSs here to make this even more attractive, and also clean up or standardize the logo size to make it more consistent. So that's the ALS page. And then before I wrap up this section, I just want to show you another way to get to this page. As you can see, there's a top navigation menu, and there's one called the community. And if you click on that, it will show ALAC and all the Relos and ALSs. And from there, you can also go to these pages. So I will stop here, and anybody has a comments or questions, please feel free to speak up. Thank you.
Thank you, Ariel. This is really a great job, and I agree with many posted there that it's easy to navigate and to find the information. This is Tiranush for the record. And we have two questions from Yasuichi and Fuad. Yasuichi is asking if the event calendar will be synchronized with the ISOC event calendar.
Thank you, Sarah, and thank you for the question. So right now the calendar we have here is, I'll go back to the calendar. So that's all the at-large community events or calls or meetings. So we know that AP Velo has worked with, I think, Technology Task Force to develop there's a team calendar that can promote ALS events or events in the region. So so right now what we did is to first promote that on the AP Velo page, and as you can see, this entry is about this particular outreach calendar, so that can show the ISOC events and things like that. And then to my knowledge, I can, from staff side, we're also exploring different options to develop a more advanced kind of a collaborative calendar, so that can be incorporated to this website in the future. So we are actually learning from the community about that and see what are the potential to incorporate all these and put them in one place. But right now, we cannot treat them separately due to current limitations. So, I hope I answered your question.
Thank you, Ariel. And I think that this is a good idea here to host APRALO-related activities, and many of our members are ISOC chapters. So if they put also their events as an ISOC chapter, this may be also a really good information for others to know that in this region, within the framework of being ISOC chapter, also these type of activities are implemented. Like we had a couple of events in Hyderabad recently, in Pakistan and Islamabad particularly. So all the events were posted here, and we can see that also ISOC chapters are doing a great job there. So if I can ask also APRALO members to continue posting or sending the information about the event, and they will be posted here, and we will really have a very updated calendar to everybody be on the loop and know what kind of activities are taking place in our region. That would be really great. And Ariel, we have another question from Fuad. What CMS platform was used for building this platform?
Thank you, Saranush. Sorry, my audio was not clear. Could you repeat the question, please? Oh, CMS platform. Okay. So I got it. So this actually, this CMS platform is completely natively built. So that means I can developers build this CMS from scratch. And the reason is because there was some kind of a time constraint or a limitation to find the right platform. So that's why we're building this completely from scratch. Right now the IT is in process identifying a CMS for a future SOAC website, and that can probably help upgrade the at-large website later on when they identify that. But right now this is completely native built.
Thank you very much. This is Saranush. Ariel Fuad lost his audio and he couldn't listen the answer to it. If I can ask you to type it in our space, that would be great. Really will appreciate that. Okay, there is no any other questions. I don't see any hand raised, but keep this website in your framework, so try to visit it and use it, and if you find anything you would like to add there, please send the information to Ariel. This will be done very quickly. I can encourage this. Thank you very much, and as we have only less than 20 minutes left, let's move forward to our next agenda item, which is IGF 2015 update. So as you know, Satish and myself were participating there with the support of ICANN, but we have a lot of APRALO members there, which I really love to see all of them very actively involved in IGF. We had several presentations there, workshops organized there, I will just give the floor to Satish to provide 2-3 minute update related to his workshop, and if there is anyone here also who would like also to talk about this, just we have 6 minutes to talk about IGF. So Satish, please, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Saranush. I hope I'm audible. This is Satish for the record. A few things regarding the IGF. This was the 10th IGF, and the IGF mandate is renewed every 5 years. So this time also the mandate is technically over and the renewal process is on for the next 5 years. This IGF was a very successful IGF in terms of the sessions, the participation, and the hospitality. Perhaps the best IGF ever. The third point that I observed was that the presence of youth was extremely strong. And for the first time, the youth said that, look, the older people step aside, we are taking over, which is actually very interesting. The hot topics in this IGF were net neutrality, zero rating, digital assets after death of an individual, human rights, and gender. And in gender, the interesting point was that the third gender is now become a formal part of the gender discourse. Some of us who were there, Gunilla was there, and so we were having a discussion on this aspect. The next point is that AP Railo was actually quite well represented, as Renush just mentioned. We had Liana, who was actually organizing a workshop, Gunilla, Edmund, several members from other parts of Asia-Pacific. And for us, it was also helpful in finalizing some of the strategic plan components, discussions with partners in EPAC and outside. There was also the meeting of the Asia-Pacific Regional IGF and the new summer school on the School on Internet Governance, which is being proposed as a part of the Regional IGF. Finally, I had organized a workshop with support from Saranush, and this is on a free open source software and the free open internet. The workshop went off very well. It had much more participation than what we expected. We had pretty good discussions, and the overall consensus was that the discussion should be taken forward with the strengths and weaknesses of the open source model in comparison with, or rather the synergies with the open internet was actually the main topic for discussion. Overall, the IGF experience this time, and I have been attending IGF only since 2009. I missed the first few. For me, also, it was actually quite a very positive experience, and ICANN was also represented quite a bit, and a lot of sessions, including the ICANN open session at this IGF. So this is it from me. Thank you.
Thank you, Satish. Just to add a couple of words to what have you said, we also had chance to meet with our regional RIRs, partners with whom we have MOUs, and discuss a couple of upcoming events with them, and received quite a lot of support from their part. So it's easily, and we are, myself and Satish are in the process of preparing our participation report there at IGF 2015. So will be submitted soon, and you will also see there our report. And the next IGF is now, the IGF mandate of actually at this point is in the pending mode, in December there will be a meeting in UN, and they will be discussing the continuation of it. And in case it will be continued, the next IGF already will be hosted in Mexico. So Mexican government so provided their support to be a host for the next year. So there will be an information related to continuation on IGF mandate. Any other additions on this topic? I don't see any hand raised. So if no, then let's move to another agenda item, EPAC Hub Ipiralo upcoming webinar. And Kelvin, Ariel, just give us a brief update what is expected on November 24th.
Okay, hi everyone. Thanks, Janusz. This is Kelvin Wong, ICANN staff from the APEC Hub. Can you hear me well?
Yes.
Hello, can you hear me? Ah, okay. So, okay, sure. So for this this AP Railo APEC Hub webinar is part of the AP Railo APEC Hub cooperation framework, and we have been holding this roughly about once every 2 months. And for the next the upcoming one, we'll be having it on the 24th of November, 0500 UTC. For this, we will be updating everyone on the INR transition proposals. We'll first give a quick background on the transition, and then the overview of the ICG and CWG accountability tracks, and of course the latest update in Dublin, and the latest update, and what will happen on the 30th of November when we are up for another public comment. Thank you to Cheryl, who has agreed to do this as part of the APEC community, giving of APEC community perspective. From APEC Hub, Lo Jiarong, Senior Director, will be going through the first part. It will be about 20 minutes, and then it will be followed by Cheryl Langdonor. I will try my best to attend this. I will be away in Japan. In fact, I'm in Japan now to cover some engagement activities, so I'll try my best to attend. So thank you, Cheryl and Jiarong, in advance for this, and I hope to see everyone at the AP Relo APEC Hub webinar series. If you have any questions, feel free to ask.
Yes, thank you very much, Kelvin, and we are looking forward to the latest updates on IMS stewardship transition and ICANN accountability. So please, if you allow members participate in this webinar as we are organized especially for you and to update you what's going on and what is on the table now. Thank you, Kelvin, once again. And we have a new idea developed by Maureen, and I would like to give the floor to talk about the e-book which Maureen is now in the process of elaboration. Maureen?
Thank you, Sarah Noish. This is Maureen for the record. This is related to the previous item, which is, you know, one of the problems that we have as a region is that our time zones often prevent at least one section of our members from being able to attend the webinars in real time. And when I was in Dublin, I happened to talk to Glenn McKnight, whom you met earlier, and we were talking about the fact that we both were doing e-book projects in our own respective abodes. And so we decided that developing an e-book on the webinars that we were holding, because they're so valuable and so interesting, that we felt that we should have something that readers, users, members, ALS members, could read in their own time. Because we wondered how realistic it was for people to actually, after a webinar, to wade through 10, 12, pages of transcript, plus listen to an extra hour of the recording. I'm sure everyone here has actually done that, but we just sort of felt that there might be a better way of producing this information. So I've actually the very first ebook that we've actually been working on, and I'm just going to put the link of where we've stored this first effort was Heidi's webinar. It was the at-large capacity building webinar on at-large working groups. And this was an interesting topic to start off because it enabled us not only to reconstruct the presentation that Heidi gave, but we're also able to add extra information into the book. Now, I've given you the link, and I would really like some feedback on it. We'd like you to check into the ebook, and if you can access it, we'd really like to know what you think. And if you can't access it, I'd like to know that as well. We'd like some feedback on this, and so if you can get into the website, which is actually the original website I set up just to do the AP RALO survey, but it's come in handy for trialing this first effort of ours. So we'd really like the feedback, and if you can email it directly to me, or probably directly to me would be the best, and so that we can actually develop it further from there. Thank you.
Maureen, Cheryl here. Sorry, I'm trying to put my hand up.
Thank you very much, Maureen.
I was trying to put my hand up. I just would like, if Maureen could also either Skype or email to the list that link fees, because, for example, I can't access links from the Android devices, and I'd be keen to have a look at it. Thank you.
This is Maureen for the record. Yes, I will. I'll do that.
Thank you, ladies, and thanks, Maureen, for such a great initiative. I think this will be a really a very good tool for us to use. And I again encourage our members to go by the link which is posted in chat space by Maureen, and to give your ideas and your feedback on this. Any other questions related on this? If no, then we'll move to the next agenda item, which is Apricot 26 participation. I'll just give a brief update that we are in the process of preparing a crop request to be able to participate there. We have also contacted our RIRs to get some support from them, and sounds that some of them will be happy to help us. APNIC and APTLD are really interested to get more Pacific Island participation there. So if you know, and we already contacted Maureen and Save on that topic to find out the CCTLDs in Pacific Island who would be able to travel to New Zealand, and they will get, if they are able to go there, then APTLD will get support, will provide support and financial support for their accommodation there. And we also will be having support from .asia to cover the fee for participation for several members of APRALO. And APNIC also has a fellowship component there. So I hope those who apply for fellowship from APRALO, actually this is open only for Asia-Pacific region, they will get the full support from APNIC to get there and to participate in their training component and also their conference part. So if there will be, I assume there will be many members of APRALO, so many LSs will be there, and looking forward to the cooperative efforts there. Maureen actually also is involved. She will be included in the agenda of APTLD conference, which will take place on 18th or 19th of February, and she will be giving a presentation on APRALO activities and also some information from Pacific Island. So APRALO will be having their own slot for it. And thanks, Gisela, for posting also the link to Apricot. So that much for now, but we'll give updates as soon as we have more. Any questions to that? Any additions? And if no, then we have the last agenda item, which is AOB. If there is someone who would like to say something about anything you think it's important to share with us, this is time to do that. I see Kelvin has something to share with us under AOB. Kelvin, the floor is yours.
Hello. Zanush, thank you for giving me the floor again. I would just like to share very briefly, because I mentioned Japan, so I got some questions asking what I was doing here. So this is part of our regular outreach by APEC Hub. This is, in fact, Japan's Internet Week disc, where they will go through a series of, it's a few days from starting from 17th of November. They go through quite a robust series of courses and tutorials and update sessions, and also the Internet Governance Conference Japan. So I attended the ICANN update session, where I updated about APEC activities during ICANN 54, specifically on the APEC space. I also took the opportunity here, for what it's worth, to update the Japanese on the APEC Hub and APRALO APEC Hub webinar. So this is just an update for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelvin. thank you very much. And I also would like to add that recently APRL has selected candidates for finance and budget group committee, and Ali Al-Mishan, who was serving there from last year, will be representing the RALO, and we also had to select one ALAC member, and we had Maureen being selected out of three ALAC members we have, Holly, Kylie, and Maureen. So Maureen will be serving in this finance and budget group on behalf of APRALO as ALAC member. So this is just for the record for all of us to know. Any other input, anything else we missed? So if no, this is 1 minute to 6 UTC, and I would like to thank everyone for your active participation and looking forward to seeing you in our upcoming webinar on 24th of November at 5 UTC. Once again, thank you very much for participation. And the meeting is adjourned now.
Thanks, Sarinush. Thanks, everyone. Bye.